In objective two, adding data sources to your project, we're going to go over quite a few things here. One thing that I want to touch on that we didn't discuss before when we signed in, up here in the top right hand corner, you can see your name, and then this lets you know what portal that you're signed into. If you click on this, and if you click on the manage portals, that brings you back to where we added our portals at. But if I go down here to switch active portals, so hopefully you've added your ArcGIS.com, and then you can see I have a couple of the older portals as well from the old environment. But if I click on ArcGIS.com, now I'm logged into ArcGIS.com. Now, why is this important? Well, for one, know what your intent is. If I'm going to edit data sets that with branch versioning, I need to be logged into ArcGIS portal. If I'm just working on doing some edits or editing a web map in ArcGIS Online, then, you know, of course, you could, you know, bring that in as well. But one of the bigger topics is the catalog. And what we are talking about is you have these different tabs in the catalog, which will provide data from different locations. So you have your project. So this is all the folder connections, database connections that you create connections to. But also, this is where if you had more than one map associated with the project, they would all be under the maps folders. And of course, your toolboxes. And this is where you create models if you're doing geoprocessing or different scripts. And of course, your databases. If you add any particular styles specific to what you're working on, and then any folders that you need to connect to, and your locators. So we're going to be focusing on the project tab, but if I click on portal, now this is all the folders that are associated with my account in ArcGIS portal. But if I go back here and I switch to ArcGIS Online, this is going to change. And this is all the content that is in ArcGIS Online. Again, here's the folders, and then if I had favorites or groups, your organization. And these two tabs will be very important for you guys, because most of you don't have a lot of content, but you utilize content that Loyal or Lai will publish in ArcGIS Online or ArcGIS Portal. And that's where you'll find all your data sets that you have access to edit or view. So if you were to, we'll get more into this, but let's get back on to the more of the objective. But one other thing I wanted to show you in the ribbon here, if you, because this is what's called the catalog pane. But if I go up here to view, you see there's a catalog view. So if I click on that, now you have a full screen catalog. And the content's the same as what you would see over here. And, you can definitely change, where you want to go, whether it's portal. So it kind of gives you a larger view of the catalog pane. And this should remind you of ArcGIS catalog that was utilized with ArcMap. That's pretty much what this is, except for, it's all contained within your ArcGIS Pro project. So going back to our item categories. So the, and that's what these are called. These are your item categories. And we're going to focus on the project, which lists the item connections in your project and the content available from those connections. Item connections include the default geodatabase, default toolbox, and home folder, which is the folder that all your project data associated with this project is contained within. And then any other item connections that you've created. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and create a new database connection. So as you can see, we have our default file geodatabase that was created with the project when we created the project. And now we're going to go right click and we want a new database connection. Okay, so our platform is going to be SQL Server. The instance is SRVVGIS DB02. This is the server that has the SQL Server database. And for you guys, you're going to change your authentication type to operating system authentication. And then really and truly, the only thing that you want to add is OVGIS-lib. OVGIS main does still exist, and that's where we publish all your services to your data sets from, but everything is branch versioned. That means that you cannot edit a